Hello, everyone. Thank you. Hello. I think it's now gone 1 minute past six, so we'll get started. Thank you, everyone, for the attendance. We have a full range report. I think it's 372 pages to go through tonight, pretty much covering some library services, the event strategy, and also some interesting financial and the AREC reporting for council. Also, welcome to the for those in the gallery. Thank you for coming. Before we get on to the course of business, I'd like to acknowledge, on behalf of council, to acknowledge the Whadjuk Noongar people as the traditional custodians of the land on which this meeting is taking place, and pay my respects to elders past, present and emerging. Members of the gallery are advised that this meeting will be audio recorded and that no council decision from tonight's meeting will be communicated or implemented until 12 noon of the first clear working day after this meeting. Unless by council resolution carried out at this meeting, request the CEO to take immediate action to implement the decision. Tonight we have everyone in attendance. Okay, thank you. Do we have any disclosure of interests? Either financial, proximity, or impartiality? I'm seeing there's nil. Thank you. And that moves us pretty quickly to public question time. Are there any questions?
From Ms. Joel Saraceni and Mr. Lee Saraceni.
Okay. So who wants to come first? Is it Lee? Or oh, sorry, Joel? Okay. You just press the button, mate. That's it. Yep. Thank you.
I've got three questions. Would you like one at a time or all three?
I think you one at a time. Thank you. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
Yep. Yep. My name is Joel Saraceni. I'm from 7 Rochfort Way, Fremantle. My first question is, what delegations or authorisations, if any, are identified in the town's register of delegated authority as conferring authority to commence prosecutions under the Building Act 2011?
Okay. As this is a Minister of Matter, CEO, would you like to respond?
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Authority to commence prosecutions under the Building Act 2011 is established through the Town's Register of Delegated Authority, specifically Delegation DA30, which delegates these functions from the Council to the CEO. The Register further contemplates the performance of these functions through the Executive Manager of Regulatory Services within the Town's established governance framework.
So DA30. Thank you.
Yeah, 30. Next question.
Question two, what delegation, authorisation, council resolution or other instrument, if any, not identified in the Register of Delegated Authority was already in force as at 16th of June 2026, conferring authority to commence prosecutions under the Building Act 2011?
Bit of detail. CEO.
As at 16th of June this year, the town's authority was supported by the statutory framework of the Building Act 2011 and the Local Government Act 1995. These acts expressly provide that a local government performs its functions through its officers and agents. Furthermore, the formal appointment of an acting CEO ensured that the full powers and duties of that office were being lawfully exercised at all relevant times.
Thank you.
John.
What delegation, authorisation, council resolution or other instrument, if any, concerning authority to commence prosecutions under the Building Act 2011 has been made, amended or issued after 16th of June 2026, including the effective date of any such instrument?
Yeah. The town ensures that the necessary authority exists prior to commencement of any prosecutions. The town continuously reviews its administrative processes to ensure they align with the Register of Delegated Authority and relevant legislation. Any administrative updates made after 16th of June 2026 serve to reinforce the town's existing statutory powers and do not affect the validity of actions taken under the prior framework.
Thank you. Those questions, answers are very useful.
Thank you. Joel, do you want those answers in writing?
It'd be great if I could get them, yes, please.
Do you have an issue with... of one?
That's from in writing.
Okay, thank you. And is Lee coming up? Yeah, full name, please, and address, thank you.
Full name is Lee Saraceni, address is 67A Emerson Street, North Perth.
Okay.
My question is, before a prosecution is commenced under the Building Act 2011, who at the Town of East Fremantle is responsible for confirming the person commencing the prosecutions has the necessary authority or delegation to do so?
CEO, can you respond?
Through the chair. The town's governance framework requires that enforcement actions, including prosecutions, be undertaken in accordance with applicable legislation, delegations and authorisations. Responsibility for ensuring that authority exists rests with the officers exercising those functions under the town's established governance framework and administrative processes. The town is satisfied that the necessary authority exists prior to the commencement of a prosecution.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay. And Lee, again, do you want that in writing?
Yes, please.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, sir. Any further questions from the members of the gallery? No? Okay. Moving on to, I think there's new presentations, deputations. Moving on to applications for leave. Any applications for leave? Just, sorry, Councillor Hamilton, can you just please...
Me, yes. The next OCM.
So that's from when to when, Councillor?
In September. Just for that meeting itself. What, do you want absence? Is that what you're asking for?
The date, yeah.
The next OCM.
For the next OCM, okay. Thank you. Councillor?
Brockman.
Brockman, yes.
Yep, that's me. From August 21st... until September 10. I've got to go to muster. September 10.
Number 10.
I've got to muster cattle.
Anyone else? Councillor? Maywood? Hang on, Councillor. Thank you.
Sorry, I think I've already put this in, but just confirming, the 27th of August to the 12th of September. Thank you.
Okay. I'm also putting in some leave for my daughter's wedding from the 21st of September to the 4th of October. Yes, big year. So I believe we have... those leaves outlined. Can I have a mover, please, for the leave? Thank you, Councillor Wilson. Seconded, Councillor Cutter. I think there's no discussion. Can you please raise your hands to vote for the motion? And that's been adopted unanimously. Thank you. Okay. Moving on to item 9.1, which is the acceptance of the minutes for the ordinary council meeting, the 21st of July 2026. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Cutter, thank you. Councillor Maywood. Seconded, Councillor Cutter, thank you. Councillor Maywood, anything to add? No. Okay. I see there's no opposition. Therefore, I move that. Please raise your hands to adopt the motion, the minutes. Thank you. And that's been adopted unanimously. Okay. Moving on to announcement by myself. Okay. I note during the month that I have received a response from the Minister of Environment, Community Services and Homelessness, the MSC Honourable Matthew Swinburne, in regards to our request to improve mandatory battery stewardship. He notes our concerns and also further endorses the state. He also further endorses the requirement for better battery control and also the state in support to improving funding in the area and collaboration to deliver safe collection and recycling outcomes for batteries. So I welcome that response. I've also had a response from the MLA Honourable Simone McGurk in regards to the delay of the reopening of the Silas Street Dog Park. She comments that the main roads have acknowledged the issue, acknowledged the frustration, the delay that's caused to our ratepayers, and the importance of finding a key solution, which will take some time. I also note that our local member will also keep us informed on the progress back from the main roads. On the 10th of August, a few weeks ago, the council came together to celebrate the successful applicants for the community assistance grants. This is of a huge thank you to officers that organised it. I know the people that were in attendance saw this as a great networking event, and we also discovered something new about each of the clubs for those that have missed that. One thing that I learnt was that we have the Coburn Dragon Boat Club represented at the town. Did everyone know that? Well, some knew. Okay, and it's been in the town for some time, and they are located at the East Fremantle Yacht Club. Like I said, I knew we did have a dragon boat. So I think we've got two dragon boat clubs in the town. Is that correct? The Hurricanes, which are down the road, but we didn't know about the second one. So I've learned something today. I also attended last weekend the first derby held at the East Fremantle Community Park. It was a good day, disappointing win by the boys, but I also note that this was the first derby played on the Oval in over 1,000 days since 2001, which is the last. Okay, I know it was a great shared experience with probably around 3,500 people. Lots of blues and whites, not too many red and whites. I thought I saw. Okay, but it was a good day for those. Other than the loss, last but not least, as a reminder to all councillors that were elected in last October, that the Wagon Mandatory Training Session, be it online or otherwise, is due by, I think, October, and they need to be completed. If you have any questions, please see either myself or the CEO, because it is a mandatory requirement. I've recently completed mine. Okay, and it can take some time. Okay. Moving forward, there is unresolved business from previous minutes, is Neil. Unless there's any exceptions, did you have the other information?
The adoption by exception.
Yes.
Yeah, I think Janine's got the wording there if you need.
Okay. Unless there's any, I would like to move the reports under recommendations from committees, particularly 12.1, 12.2, 12.3, 12.4. I'll read from here, a bit easier. 12.4, 12.5, and 12.6. These are reports that were generated from the ARIC, the Audit Risk and Investment Committee, as adopted by exception. Does anyone want to pull any of those out for discussion? I do note that particular meeting went on for some time, didn't it, Councillor Cutter and Councillor Wilson? Okay, and it was well discussed with the committee. So I thought it might speed up the process. Does anyone want to put anything out? I'm seeing there's Neil, Councillor Bachmann.
Yeah, I just had a question.
Yeah.
Just on when you mentioned that the Honourable Simone McGurk.
Okay, we've been back.
Question on that. So when they say she acknowledges it's going to take a long time,
that was Main Roads that acknowledged.
Main Roads acknowledged it was going to take a long time. Okay, apologies. Mm. So did they provide any timeline at all?
No.
Or did they give any reason why it's going to take longer than it already has?
The only reason they provided was that the difficulty in finding a solution to our problem.
Right.
Which is the best.
Our message back to the residents is hurry up and wait.
I wouldn't use those words, but keeping keeping pressure on our local member is important.
Okay.
About
thank
the importance
you.
Of that. Thank you. Okay. Moving on to 11.1, 12 point, which is the reports. Does anyone want to pull any of these out for discussion? No? Which item, sorry?
Just the 12, all those reports.
Yes.
Fantastic.
I don't want to talk about them.
I know you don't want to. I don't want to talk about them. I just want to say how amazing it was, all the work they'd put into it. I thought we hardly need a council when we've got all of you there looking at that stuff. So well done.
Okay, that's good. Well, thank you. Therefore, there's none. Can I have a mover for that adoption by Councillor Wilson? Thank you. Can I have a seconder? Councillor Brockman. Okay. There is no debate. Therefore, raise your hands to adopt by exception. Thank you very much. Those items got moved or en bloc. Okay. Moving on to 13.1, which is, I think, 13.1 is on page 259. Okay. And the recommendation on page 263, which is the extension of the Fremantle Library Services Agreement. Can I have a mover, please? Okay.
Yeah, my question was just around with the extension. I appreciate it's been negotiated, so that's the challenge isn't with the extension. It was more just to make sure that we're not spending a disproportionate amount of time to potentially... I'm not sure what the order of magnitude of savings we're hoping to get from the process. I just wanted to confirm this wasn't a sort of a lengthy process, and it was more just it hadn't been undertaken and was being delayed, if that makes sense. Thanks.
CEO?
Through the chair, maybe if I could answer it this way. The review is being undertaken not just to determine whether there should be a reduction in the contribution we make. We do want to evaluate value for money, but equally as part of the process it's determining where do our residents actually use library services and whether or not it should continue to just be a relationship with the City of Fremantle, because the survey results are indicating a fair number of our residents use Melville libraries, to whom we make no contribution. So it's trying to negotiate whether there's a different approach we should take. That's the first part. And the second part is determining the appropriate methodology for calculating what contribution should be made and whether it should change from what currently is in there. So it's not an extraordinary amount of time and effort, but it takes time when you've got to, finalise survey results, establish meetings with key people. So this was just to provide that extra time to finalise that information in order to provide a report back to you by February.
And I do note the report talks about a cap on what that amount is, which has been agreed, correct?
Through the chair, correct. What the Fremantle have proposed this year is obviously a contribution, but they have indicated that potentially going forwards there would be some form of cap rather than the current model where any costs that their library services may incur or generate through revisions would just be automatically calculated and passed on to us when we've got no say in what those revisions might be. If they want to do a multi-million dollar extension, then it would be hardly fair for them to charge us for that without having our input. So they're the nature of the negotiations.
Okay, thank you.
Which have been very cordial and very professional. I hasten to add they've been very, it's a long-standing relationship, and I think the other thing I should say that wasn't at the time of writing is that a revision of last year's review has actually seen a return of about $25,000. So there is actually a positive adjustment for the end of last financial year. So that's the nature of the relationship we have with them.
That was very generous. Any other further questions in regards to the library services? I think, therefore, can I please ask for a mover for this item? Councillor Maywood, second to Councillor Collinson. Councillor Maywood.
Yeah, thank you. No further comments from me. I think the report speaks for itself, and excited to read the future report on the library service arrangements. Thank you.
Councillor Collinson.
Look, I am happy with the extension, but I just thought I might take the opportunity to reiterate what I said last time, that I don't think there's any case for giving anything to Melville, because Melville doesn't need us. Fremantle does, and And I still think it should be taken into account. It's not just about the library. It's the other things Fremantle does for us that we take advantage of, the swimming pool being one. And most councils of the state, virtually every council of the state except us, has a swimming pool, which costs a lot of money to run. We get out of that. Fremantle provide that for us. We have all the arts centre concerts and everything else that a lot of our people go to. So I think before the decision's made, we need to take into account these other aspects that we do want Fremantle to be still okay. The amalgamation didn't go ahead, but Fremantle still needs us in other ways. And I think because our residents do largely identify with Fremantle, I don't think any residents do identify with Melville. Maybe some do, but I don't know of any. More worthwhile to support them.
Thank you, Councillor Clonson. Is anyone opposed to this at all? Okay. Therefore, if there's no opposition, I would like to put the item to a vote. Please raise your hand to adopt the motion. Thank you. And that's been approved unanimously. Lovely. Moving on to item 13.2, which is the adoption for the event strategy and the proposed events calendar. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Maywood?
I've got a question.
Okay. You have a question first? Okay.
Just about the inclusion of the Samson Tree Festival. I think we discussed last time at the concept forum about a potential reconsideration of that, and I just wanted to check that the status of that.
Yeah, through the chair, we did consider the discussion that was held about this, and I think there's a couple of points to make, and I'm sure that Mr. Henderson can add to any I missed. The key one being it goes a little bit to what Councillor Colson was just saying about that positive relationship with the City of Fremantle. For very, very few dollars in terms of contributions, there is an opportunity to share in what City of Fremantle provides around something that would add to our broader sustainability objectives in that regard. And also, I think it's something that we have previously committed to, so we would need to perhaps give them more notice before we would consider pulling out. But I'm not sure if there's anything else you'd want to add to that.
Points. Thank you, Mr. Vick. And all those are good points. There's some other practical reasons. Our public health plan and also our WaterWise accreditation sort of a look to see how we are educating and providing activities of this nature. This is one, and so this counts towards and helps us to achieve the objective of a public health plan, statutory document, and also importantly a WaterWise accreditation. So for very small dollars. So I know we did discuss when I discussed it with the staff. They were quite forceful in saying, well, it would be really a problem if we got rid of it for those two reasons and those compliance reasons.
Any further questions in regards to this item? No? Can I have I'll ask for a mover for the motion. Councillor Wilson, thank you. Councillor Constance seconded, thank you. Councillor Wilson.
Apologies. No, listen, the work that's been done on this report, and not only the report, the background work, is to be acknowledged and thanked. The report speaks for itself, and it's the culmination of that said work. So let's start implementing and look forward to seeing these new events in the community. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Collinson?
Love it all. I think Nadia's done a brilliant job.
Lovely. And is anyone... Does anyone want to speak in opposed of it? No? You'd like to speak against the motion? Okay, could you just, thank you. Councillor Buckman?
Yeah, so we had a forum on this and we discussed it in detail, and I agree that the work that's been done has been excellent, and I support everything that's there. What I don't support is the fact that we had a discussion, we voted on that discussion or had in a concept forum, and it was agreed that we wouldn't include the Samson Tree Festival. And now I see that the administration's chosen to put it in there. So I'm not sure why we're having a concept forum to discuss these things, agree on them, only to see that when we come to council, that's not what we agreed to. So on that note, I will not support the motion.
Okay, thank you. Look, I do note that the forums, there is no voting at the forums. I do note that the point of making the vote is tonight, so thank you for raising that point. Does anyone want to speak for the motion? Councillor Cutter.
Yeah, I suppose I'd like to recognise that we're viewing this as a bit of a trial, and I really look forward to getting feedback, I think, as to the adoption of the events and what's working. And I think in particular, I know some of the discussion we also had at the concept forum was around, you know, the dollar spend versus how many people can participate. And so recognising that not all of the ideas were locked down at the time we discussed them, and what's proposed is proposed. It's not it's some of the details yet to be worked through. I would just appreciate being able to get that feedback, I suppose, for us to then, when we look forward to the next year events, in terms of actually understanding attendance, what it costs for those people to attend, making sure we're getting a broad sweep of people attending, and making sure that we're just making sure our dollar goes the furthest with such a limited budget as well. So I'm not expecting us to nail it 100% this year, but recognising this is a bit of a trial, suck it and see approach as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Does anyone else want to speak against the motion? I know this is an important issue. Does anyone want to speak for it? Oh, that's a lot. Okay, Councillor Boyd.
Thank you. Just wondering if there is an opportunity here to perhaps alter the motion for the removal of the tree festival, acknowledging conversations we've had previously.
Okay, so you want to put an alternative up?
Just move an amendment to amend it.
Yep. So you'll need to move an amendment if that's what you're choosing to do. What would you like to...
Okay, so I guess that council adopts the event strategy minus the Samson Tree Festival with regard to feedback from the climate, or the CARG Climate Action Reference Group, okay, and other elected members as per the concept forum.
Lovely, thank you. And do you have a seconder? Councillor Brockman? Okay.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly to support the amendment.
Okay. We'd like to talk to your amendment, Councillor.
Thank you. I think just covering that community have previously questioned the, I guess, involvement of the town on something that is, by a kilometre, quite disparate from the town, but also acknowledging the broader relationship with the City of Fremantle. And I think there are other ways that we can support. It's not barring any community members from attending, and we can participate in these initiatives in other ways.
Okay. Councillor Brockman?
Yeah, I go back to the principle of the matter, and the principle of the matter is we don't want to waste time, right? So if we bring something to council and we discuss it and we have a consensus on it, then I expect that that's what we move forward with.
Okay, yep. Thank you. Lovely. Does anyone want to speak against the amendment? Councillor Conson?
Yes, look, I don't accept the argument about the concept forum whatsoever. Concept forums are to give guidance to our officers, and then we just make the decision at the full council meetings with the extra information that we may have before. So we didn't make a decision, we gave an opinion, and that opinion was made without all the knowledge that we've got tonight. And I thought that Fraser's argument was very compelling. The reality is, the Samson Tree Festival may not be our favourite event, but it does fit our safe sustainability guidelines. It also helps with our, as Fraser pointed out, the WaterWise accreditation. And the reality is it's a small amount of money. And as I mentioned before, the other argument about helping to support Fremantle and keeping up, a good relationship with the City of Fremantle, all of those things are quite important. So given the minimal amount of money that's involved in supporting this, I can't see that there is really a strong case for removing it. And I think we're just nitpicking a little bit here, and I'm happy with the event strategy to go as it is. I think it's a very impressive, the whole strategy is very impressive. And the Samson Tree Festival, although I must admit I haven't personally attended, I think it's a very worthwhile event, and I have no problems with council supporting that.
Thank you, Councillor Cronson. Does anyone else want to speak for the amendment? For the amendment? Okay, Councillor Cutter.
I'm not particularly opposed to the Tree Festival at all. I think on balance, though, and hearing what you said, Fraser, around our need to meet water-wise criteria, etc. I mean, the purpose with all of those is that we are providing opportunities for our residents to engage on sustainability matters. And if feedback from our own climate action group is that the attendance is incredibly low, it begs the question that is that really achieving the intended outcome? And I suppose it seems to me that maybe the answer is no. And I appreciate that what we're now saying is we'll take that out of the calendar. And that might put the onus back on Grace to create an alternative option, which I recognise has resource implications. But I also note that the farmers market was mentioned in the events diary, so I don't think it's controversial to me to mention that there are other options and opportunities coming our way in the next year where I'd like to think we can meet that requirement in a low-cost, local way that actually hopefully gets better engagement in any case. So on that balance, I sort of think I'd are in favour of creating an opportunity for locals to actually engage in something that's more likely to be supported. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you. Does anyone want else to speak against the amendment? Does anyone else want to speak for either side of the... No? Okay, therefore, I don't think... you get the right to close, Councillor Boyd. I don't think.
Sorry, that's the amendment. So no,
thank you, Councillor Cronson. You're right. Okay, so. please note. So, what we're voting for right now, which is an amendment to the original officer's recommendation that the event strategy remains as is, except for the Samson Tree Festival. So if you're voting for the amendment, please raise your hand now. Okay. So you're voting to remove the tree to tree. Okay, so can you please raise your hands again? So Jenny can write, so that's...
Need to read them out for the record. Read the names out for the audio.
Okay, thank you. So it's Councillor Brockman, Councillor Harrington, Councillor Boyd, Councillor Cutter, Councillor White and Councillor Maywood for the motion. Those who oppose the amendment, please raise your hands. And that's me, Natalie, Councillor Collinson and Councillor Wilson. Thank you. Therefore, that amendment has won through. So we move back to the substantive motion. Okay. Which is adopted by Councillor Wilson and Councillor Cronson. Any further discussions in regards to this item? Does anyone want to oppose this at this point in time, or shall I call for a vote? We get to that. Yes. So what that means is now the amendment now falls into the substantive motion. So now we're voting on the substantive motion, which is exactly what we just voted on 3 minutes ago. Okay, but it continues debate until we vote for the substantive. Okay, and while Councillor Wilson will close the debate, if everyone's finished discussing the item. I know there were a few hands put forward previously, so I'm just giving everyone an opportunity to have a discussion prior to making the second vote on this item. Any further discussion, Councillor May, would you like to have a...
I'm happy to add a comment. I feel like I opened a can of worms with that question. And supporting the amendment... No, submitting the substantive motion as amended. Yeah, look, I'm really, really happy with the rest of the event strategy. I think it's a fantastic piece of work by Nadia and by the team, and it's been the result of a long period of substantive consultation with the community and also with elected members. In terms of the exemption of the Samson Tree Festival, I think our main concern, elected members' main concern throughout this entire events process has been what can we do that benefits the residents of East Fremantle the most? And hearing the feedback from the Samson Tree Festival that we have hardly any residents attend is something that we should consider when we're deciding what events that we put time and money and effort into. And obviously the amount that we contribute to the Samson Tree Festival might be smaller than some of the other events, but I know that it does take officers' time on the day to attend the event and, you know, support that event as well. So we need to consider that as well as the actual financial amount that we're putting in. And then I'd also take Councillor Cutter's point of view. Obviously, Mr. Henderson has raised the point that it's part of our water-wise and our health and safety measures in the town, but I think that there are other opportunities through the creation of the East Freo Farmers Markets where there will be opportunities to educate the residents in different ways, maybe through the car group. And so we don't need to be completely reliant on the Samson Tree Festival to meet those water-wise and health and safety requirements. So I'm happy to support the motion. Thank you.
Thank you. I think you've spoken on this, Councillor Brockman. I don't think you can speak again. Anyone else want to speak on this item? You moved the substantive as well. Correct. And you spoke to, you would have spoken to it at that point. Councillor Wilson, would you like to close the debate?
Yes, certainly. Listen, I think these items have somewhat overshadowed the importance of the events or the work that's gone into the calendar in the background. So, firstly, I'd like to acknowledge Nadia again. I do recall the conversation, but, a concept forum is just that. I reflect on a different perspective that stakeholder engagement is important. And if we were talking about this being $5 million and we were to vote against it tonight without having engaged with Fremantle with prior engagement, from that perspective, that would be not appropriate. So whilst I hear the arguments, it is an insignificant amount of money. It is an event that, again, I have not attended. But Fremantle is our closest neighbour, and where we can reach out to our neighbours and acknowledge our neighbours, we should. And for a small amount where we haven't engaged with them and made them aware that we wouldn't be participating in the event, I think that that's just not right. And I've got no objection if we went to them and said, hey, we're not going to participate in this year because we're going to focus our money elsewhere. But from what I've heard, that's not occurred, and that's why I'm voting for it. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Therefore, the debate is now closed, and I'll remind elected members that we are voting on item 13.2, which is to adopt the event strategy with the amended, which is to remove the Samson Tree Festival. All for the motion, please raise your hand. And that's adopted unanimously. Councillor Harrington, did you raise your hand? Thank you. And adopted unanimously, thank you. Moving on to 13.3, which is the page 299, and the recommendations on page 304 in regards to the monthly financial report for 30 of June 2026. I ask for a mover, please. Thank you, Councillor White, and second, Councillor Cutter. Councillor White?
Nothing further, Mayor. The report stands for itself.
Thank you. Councillor Cutter? Nothing to add. Any discussion on this item? That's nil. Therefore, I ask members to raise your hand, show of hands for those to adopt the recommendation, and that's approved unanimously. Thank you. Moving on to 13.4, which is on page 324, and the recommendations on page, 328. Can I please have a mover for this item? Councillor White, seconded Councillor Maywood. Thank you. Councillor White.
Again, Mayor, the report is comprehensive and speaks for itself. Thank you.
Really? Councillor Maywood. Nothing further from you. Thank you. No opposition. Therefore, I ask councillors to raise your hand to adopt the recommendation, and that's been approved unanimously, adopted unanimously. Thank you. Moving on to 13.5, okay, which is the adoption page 348, with a recommendation on 351 for the adoption of the accounts for payment for July 2026. Again, can I ask for a mover, please? Councillor Cutter, thank you, and seconded Councillor Wilson. Councillor Cutter?
Nothing to add, thank you.
Lovely. Councillor Wilson?
No further commentary.
No opposition? No comment, discussion? Thank you. Therefore, I ask elected members to please raise your hands to adopt the motion, and that's been adopted unanimously. Moving on. Okay. Motions of which previous notice have been given is nil. Notice of motions for consideration at the next meeting. Any notices for next meeting? And that's nil. Okay, questions by members of which due notice has been given is nil. New business of an urgent nature. Okay, in front of us we see a motion that's been put up by Councillor Harrington. Shall I ask for a move and a seconder, CEO?
You have a mover already.
Yes, correct. And can I have a seconder, please, for this motion? Councillor Collinson, thank you. I'll ask Councillor Harrington to speak to your motion. Thank you.
Thank you. A couple of weeks ago...
Can you just pick on the speaker?
A couple of weeks ago I spoke to the CEO about this, and I had been bombarded by this subject down south considerably, but I saw very little up here. So I had been speaking to people about this flu business, so don't be misunderstanding me about cats in this process, because it's not all about cats. So this bird flu is going to, you can, a bit like COVID, you know, it came rolling over and all of a sudden went everywhere. And I've been speaking to people and I'm absolutely amazed how many people don't even know that it exists or what it is or anything like that when I've spoken to them about it. And it's of interest to me because of the countryside and all the birds and animals that may die through it. And so I looked on our website to see what we could find, and in the bowels of the website there were some government items that said that we should be looking at certain issues about it. So I thought I'd speak to Jonathan about it. And so now I think we've got to... All my idea is to engage our community with some items that they should be considering that they can do to prevent spread in our community here. There's very little, I think, that we can do. One is dogs, in the government documents, and they talked about this on the ABC yesterday, that if you have a dog that and a dog parks or areas with dog off the lead on water areas, like down on John Tonkin Beach, that is to be dog on the lease from now on in case they go and eat sick or someone handles a sick bird. And then there's also, so the dogs to be on leash, then also the cats to be contained. So that's something we should be very clear about, and that's not about anything to do with harming cats, that's to do with grannies protecting their or children who love cats to protect their animals from becoming sick from eating birds at night time that they shouldn't be doing, or animals of such. And also I was surprised about, and I didn't think about it, but bird baths in back gardens will also become a problem from sick birds eating, drinking from those. And so how they handle that, as I understand it so far, is that you should be careful not exactly take them away, but make them very clean, look after them, not let them get dirty. So, and I think that we can direct people, but with links to the various government requirements, and I think our CEO will speak to that. And but I think what my envisagement is to have a website page or something that is very clear and easy to understand, that people don't have to go searching around through the file to find anything. And that's it. It's as simple as that. So I'm just would like to see something happening down in the country that all of a sudden us talking about having wheel washers on anybody going on to any types of farms or country areas where there are intense, like chicken places, cows, you know, all that type of thing. So there's a lot happening behind the scenes. So it's just, that's as simple as what I'm thinking. If we can do something, we can. And the last thing is veterinarians came out today to say they probably will now be not attending to live or injured animals in the wild because they said they don't want to have it coming and affecting their practices, which I thought is really sad because who will do that, you know, euthanise those animals?
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Councillor Collinson?
Yes, look, we do know this is a very serious issue. And it has been given huge coverage in the media. I'm a bit surprised that people have missed out on, that they don't know about it. I would have thought they must have been on another planet. Mm-hmm. But there are people out there that don't tune into the mainstream media whatsoever. I'm not sure they're the ones that are going to be looking at our council website. But anyway, I think every little bit that we can do does make a difference. And I think the government says they've been well prepared for this, always thinking that it was going to happen at some stage. I'm not sure they are as well prepared as they've made themselves out to be, but at least the inoculations and things are starting to happen. And Councillor Harrington did make a good point about the dogs down at the foreshore, which is something I must admit I hadn't thought about, but I think it's not in this motion, but I think it is something that we do need to at least look into and consider that. I think there'd be a big public reaction if we did bring that in, but in terms of safety, it may well be necessary. And as Councillor Harrington also pointed out, the cats could also be spreading it with their tendency to attack native wildlife. So I'm not sure we can do a lot there, but at least this is a step in the process. And I think every little bit that we can do is helping DPIRT and all the rest of that to try and get this to some extent under control. I mean, obviously it's going to get worse and worse as time goes on. So, yeah, basically my point is every little bit counts.
Thank you, Councillor Constant. Does anyone want to speak against the motion at all? Councillor? May I ask a question? Please speak on.
May I ask a question?
Yeah, I'll allow it, yes.
I just wanted to clarify something. What's being proposed here is not exactly what Councillor Harrington said. So I just wanted to seek clarity, and in particular the restrictions around dogs, because that sparked my thought. Is it the intention from this motion that the administration would consider those aspects, or is it that, as I read the motion, that we would just make people more aware of the issue?
I understand it's making people more aware, but I'll wait for the CEO to respond.
Thank you. Through the chair, if I may, I guess it's clear to note that the report was prepared based on the motion that was originally presented, and certainly assess a community awareness approach using our existing communication channels. And therefore, that's why the conclusion was the proposal can largely be accommodated within existing resources. Signage, for example, at specific locations represents a different form of response and may raise broader questions regarding content, location, duration and community expectations. Whether that additional step is warranted is also a matter for council's determination, but it's certainly at the time of writing the report, it hadn't been contemplated. And we would just need to consider what those implications may be. For example, if it were to look at the dog exercise area along the foreshore, that would require a specific council decision. That would mean that no longer it would be an off-leash exercise area. So we haven't gone through that in this report.
And correct. Yep. No, Councillor Cutter? You have a question, I'm assuming?
Yeah, it was more of a question. Was dogs, cats, chickens, I understand, are all registered with the town, so that feels to me like we have a direct ability to communicate rather than relying on awareness raising potentially to actually send a direct...
Absolutely.
Chickens aren't? Are they not? Mm-mm. Oh, I thought they would be. Okay.
I knew it was.
Anyway, I'm learning. I will just tell my neighbour then. Anyway, I thought we had an ability to communicate directly, at least then explain and people can make the right choice.
Okay, so what we have before us is the motion that followed on to the report, which is as written. Okay, it's got no impact to dogs off leash, as I understand it.
If I may, through the chair, the intention had been, and in speaking to Councillor Harrington, is that we would look to, I suppose, ensure that the information that's currently being provided, so we're consistent with the state messaging, was of a higher profile than it currently is. And we could certainly include within our digital media communications, such as our digital newsletters, highlighting responsible pet ownership as it relates to aviation flu and those kind of things. That's what we were talking
Correct.
About. And if indeed there were an opportunity to put it into our hard copy versions, even though I think the next one's just about to go out, we would look at that too. So that's what we had intended to do, and also on the website to elevate its profile so it's easier to find about what does it mean, rather than necessarily write specifically to individual pet owners. Not to say we can't, but that wasn't contemplated when the report was put together.
Okay, Councillor Harrington, you have a question? Because I know you're going to close debate, so I don't want you debating. Do you have a question?
It is a question. Okay. The CEO and I did discuss today whether or not a fifth option could go in, which kind of falls in line with what Marcus said, a signage to be placed in appropriate areas on Riverside and other water.
Are you proposing
I'm asking the question.
Well, no, you know, you're proposing to move a
million. I'm asking the question of whether we can do this or not, because we did discuss it.
Well...
Anyway.
Okay, so the question's been asked. If an amendment was moved to add that, would council need to consider it? Administration would need to consider it further in regards to the resources associated with that change?
I'm trying to recall precisely what the proposed additional point was. I think it was to do with the addition of signage. And I guess I can only go back to what I said before, is that the report was written without that in mind, and there would have to be additional consideration for that. And I'm not sure that I'd be able to provide that advice tonight without fully considering that impact. If it's something that's reasonably easy to administer, that wouldn't require a subsequent council decision, other than the ones requiring about dog exercise areas, certainly can be contemplated. Otherwise, it would require me to come back to council on that particular point. But points 1 to 4, as they currently stand, can be implemented should council adopt that tonight.
So what I understood is if you want to mentor a further point, we'll need to defer this to next month for you to consider it further.
Or potentially that council, if they wish to, is receive a further report about identifying areas. I think for the benefit of other councillors who may not have seen this, it's the point is signage be placed in appropriate areas such as Riverside and other water areas currently designated as dog off-lead areas. What you could ask is that a report be presented to council on those particular matters, because that does need a specific council decision. So rather than make the decision tonight, you can call for a report about whether or not we can review dog off-leash areas and put signage up in regards to this matter.
So there's your option in terms of you can raise amendment to seek a further report on the item, if that's what you're proposing. You have a question?
Just a comment, if that's permissible. My understanding was that DPIRD will be issuing signage to all local governments to put along their waterways should there be further instances and a bit of community awareness. I think Coburn mentioned that they'd received in the South West Development Foundation's.
So this may be happening recently. Anyhow.
Or it will be happening.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll leave it to elected members to decide if you wish a fifth point and you need to raise an amendment, Councillor. You can't raise it, but it would have to be someone else to raise an amendment. Is anyone want to raise an amendment to seek a further report to deal with additional signage works? I'm seeing no interest. Moving back to this item, which was moved by Councillor Harrington, seconded by Councillor Collinson, any opposition? Because I think we've discussed it, we've had discussions and comments. If there is no, if there's no opposition, therefore, no, you haven't closed it. You would like to close the debate?
No, I have nothing further to say.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Harrington. Therefore, the debate is now closed. I'll ask members to raise your hand to adopt the motion as read from points 1 to 4, and that's been adopted unanimously. Thank you. Moving on, point 18, matters behind closed doors is nil. Closure of meeting is at 6:57. Thank you, everyone.